Mikey and Emma in the morning.
I want that guy's baby.
Who does this, you know? That's Fruit Loops.
Yeah, mate, it's awesome, mate.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
Oh, my God, you're a jerk.
People like you make it bad for all the other young people.
So embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You speak from the heart. You speak the truth.
Dangerously Live. I could tell you got beat energy. Mikey and Emma in the morning. 3, 2, 1,
and I'm on. All right, let's get into it, Mikey and Emma, and only a few more of these podcasts till we hit the long week. And you got your chockey?
Nah, man, I am so underprepared for Easter this year.
You got the hiccups today as well.
Okay, I don't care about Easter. What grown-up gets the friggin' hiccups?
It happens.
Why?
It's not only a child thing.
I haven't had the hiccups in years,
it's not like
and
you
now
have...
all of a sudden, is it something I ate?
I don't know. But it's not like you have juvenile diabetes or
something.
Yeah, but
how
like
do you even get the hiccups? How do you get the hiccups?
You ate something too quickly.
Did I?
You have been eating a lot during the show today.
Oh, you're calling me a pig or what?
You ate a lot.
I've just snacked.
Eating a lot.
Hey, Siri, why do people get the hiccups?
Because they're obese.
Hiccups are caused by involuntary contractions of your diaphragm, the muscle that separates.
Yeah, boring. I don't care about the muscle.
Why have you got an English Siri?
Oh, that was just the default and I never changed it. She kind of sounds kinder.
Get the Australian chick. We've had her on the show. Yeah.
What's her name? Karen? What? I think her name is Karen.
Siri, I thought. Why didn't you have her there? Bloody British one. Okay, on the podcast, my single guy tip, world famous. I've got a place you got to take her. Every woman loves this place. Mm. It is an amazing tip. I can't wait to give it to you. Coming up.
All right, from singledom to relationships, is your relationship doomed if you don't do this one everyday thing to get the anymore? I need to get rid of these hiccups.
Yeah, we'll see if you can get through it without the hiccups. Okay, that's coming up.
Mikey and Emma on.
Dangerously Live. Mikey and Emma in the morning.
You might be getting ready for a bit of a car ride, a bit of a road trip this Easter long weekend, but have you got your driving playlist ready?
Oh, I just listen to the free listener app.
That's it.
Does it for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't really care about what I'm listening to when I drive.
What do you mean you don't care?
Some people get really passionate.
I'm really passionate.
Yeah, I know you are. You're more musically passionate than me. I'll listen to anything. I don't care.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking is because there's new research out saying that most Aussies believe the driver should control the car playlist.
Absolutely. You're doing the driving. You control what we listen to.
And not far behind that, though, believing that the front seat passenger should be the DJ.
No. No, you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there. The driver gets to control it.
Well, the pop genre is the most popular genre to play in the car, followed by throwback tunes and hip-hop.
Yep.
And the two most annoying things when it comes to music are changing a song before it's finished.
Oh, you can't do that.
That is the most... When you're at a party and Spotify's on and someone changes it when, like...
Yep.
The hook is coming in
or the
beat is about to drop. No, that's rude.
Yep.
And playing songs on repeat is another serious offence when...
Plus it's really good.
On a road trip and music is concerned. Mikey, who do you think should control the music?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I control everything.
Yeah, but you're a control freak general. But... In every aspect of your life, if you feel like you're out of control... You lose your mind.
Yeah. I mean, look here. I'm hitting the buttons while you sit over there looking pretty.
Thank you.
When I drive, in fact, I always drive. So every partner I've had, I drive.
Mm.
She doesn't drive.
On road trips?
Yeah, everywhere.
Or just in general?
Everywhere. Yeah, but definitely a road trip. Yep.
That would infuriate me.
Yeah, I'm the
driver. Driving.
Yeah, I know.
And
well,
if you
we can't
said
be together,
you're not
sorry.
Allowed to, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the real reason we're not together is because Mikey doesn't let his missus drive the car.
So I drive, I control. I control what we're listening to. I control the aircon. I control everything. Can I also chuck in there, by the way? If I am doing all of that, can you not be sitting there playing on your phone while I'm driving? It's rude.
I've heard this before.
It is rude.
But I actually don't mind it. If you're a really busy couple, right, and now you've got downtime in the car, if you do it for half an hour or so, fine. Don't do it the whole time.
Ignoring them.
Because then it's like, do you think I'm not interesting to have a conversation with? I'm really interesting to have a conversation with.
Exactly. And it's like I'm doing all the hard work here and you're just sitting there playing on your phone, what, cheating on me with some other guy? Is that what's going on? Tell me, Emma.
Jealous much? Paranoid?
When you're driving, because unlike with me, you demand to also drive.
I love driving. We do full-on 50-50 split. Enzo takes the first leg until our first stop at like Macca's or whatever.
Yeah, and then you
then
do
I take the next leg.
Let's hear from you. What annoys you on a road trip? Here's Nadia.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Nadia.
What annoys you when you're driving for the road trip?
Okay, say it's about 29, 30 degrees. You sit in your car. You want to put the aircon on, and then you have someone that opens the windows.
Oh!
I just want to chuck them out of the car.
I agree. And I don't understand, right? Just about every car would have aircon now. It's not 1994.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does anyone drive with the windows open? Aircon does everything.
And they complain it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but also on the highways, we're driving at 110 and it's...
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, the worst, guys, is when you have the windows closed but the back left. I used to do it to my dad. Back left or back right, we'll make that...
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, you go deaf. It's that noise.
Yeah.
Good on you, Nadia. Okay, Leah. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Leah.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
All right, Leah, what annoys you when you're going on your road trip?
Well, it's my husband. I mean, it's my husband in general. He's an annoying man. But, on a road trip specifically, that man will fall asleep if he reclines more than 5 degrees.
I hope he's not doing the driving.
And he has... No. I have to make him drive because he will fall asleep. And this man has sleep apnea.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
No.
He's like a child. You get him to go to sleep by taking him for a drive.
Yeah.
But, like, that's as annoying as playing on your phone. You can't sleep the whole time while I'm driving either. He
but if
is
you're
ignoring
sharing,
you.
If you're sharing the driving, though, to be fair, the other person, if it's a long drive, let's say it's a 10-hour drive, you got to have a nap because otherwise you're driving with no sleep and you're exhausted.
Good on you, Leah. All right, and here's Diane in Seven Hills. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hello. We're good, all right. Long weekend's coming. What annoys you on your road trip?
When the children, as in adult children that know how to drive, are we there yet?
Adult kids.
How old are they?
20 and 30.
They're just doing it to piss you off now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Are we there yet?
Can I just say on the kids thing, because I've got little kids, like 3 months and 6 years old. It is so annoying when you go on road trips when you got kids because all of a sudden you have to add, you know, normally you can take a pee break. It's 5 minutes, get out, get back in the car, keep driving, right? Or do drive through and eat on the way. No, you got to stop for at least half an hour, 45 minutes. On a 10-hour drive, you might be adding 2 or 3 hours because the kids need to get out and run around and, I need to do a wee, I need to do a poo in the public toilet. Disgusting.
Oh, yes.
Then they touch the seat. And,
yet another reason to not have children. And even when they're 20 and 30, they're still bad, right, Diane?
No, they're great. But you know what the best thing is the grandkids.
Are you being sarcastic or...?
No, I'm being great. If I had grandkids first, they're awesome. You can give them back.
You give them back, Thank you for your call. Have a good one.
No worries.
Mikey and Emma on.
Dangerously Live. Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Mikey's single guy tip of the week.
Come on, baby. Yeah.
Are we ready? My world famous single guy tip of the week.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know how to keep relationships, but I know how to get women.
He sure knows how to play the mind games, though.
Mm. So I hand out a single guy tip every week. I got a great one this week.
You say that every week, but is it really a great one?
The place you have to take her. Mm. Every woman loves this place. Not one man in the world does.
Okay, so every man hates this place, but every woman loves it.
Yeah, and it will really, really impress her,
okay?
So it's a location,
it's
a place, it's let's go to my single guy tip room. Take her to the markets. Chicks love the markets.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, there is not a man in the world that loves the markets. Selling bric-a-brac and...
bric-a-brac! Dried
crap.
Flowers.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget candles. Yeah, preserves. Yeah. So, let's say it's date number one.
Mm.
Oh, suggest the local crappy markets. Yeah, she'll love that. Go for a walk in the markets.
Yeah, walk and talk.
Even better. Let's say you've had her over and you've done the deed.
Mm-hmm.
There are always markets on the weekend. In fact, long weekend coming up.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's
a
markets
bazillion
every...
Markets.
Oh, yeah. Take her the next morning for a coffee and a walk through the markets and look at the haberdashery. And
There's no haberdashery there.
Oh, there's a bunch of random crap. I don't think there is a, like, honestly, I can't think of one man that has ever gone to a market without a woman.
Yeah. They don't go there off their own backs.
No. What do you think? Women love the markets.
Lo- love this single guy tip. This could be my favourite single guy tip.
Oh, really?
You know the reason why?
Mm.
Is because you get to buy, so it's the walk and talk.
Yeah.
But it's also buying all the yummy random stuff like chili jam and garlic oil.
Yeah.
And, I have to come back to your place to cook with these items that I've bought.
Yeah.
It's an excuse for another date.
Yeah.
I love this.
Okay, there we go. It's a winner, according to Emma. Producer Maddie. You'd love going to some random crappy market, wouldn't you?
I love the markets. We have like the market schedule magneted to the front of our fridge.
Oh,
my God,
really?
So good.
Okay. And does your man go with you?
He does. He's actually used this single guy tip. He's taken me to the markets.
Right, so when he was wooing you, did he take? Ah, mate.
And I bet you they bought all the charcoal, goat's fetter, and
all the salamis, pastries.
Yeah.
Honestly, I look at these markets like there's one near me and I don't go to it. I walk past it, but you can't avoid walking through it.
Mm.
And I'm just like, who's buying this crap?
Women. Because and any time that we go away, you know how there's always like the third Saturday of every month at like Byron or whatever, they've got the farmers and the growers markets.
Yeah.
And every time I suggest it to my husband, I'm like, oh, we should go.
Oh.
The blank look on his face is priceless. Like, why would we go to the growers market?
I know. And when you do look at men that are in the markets with their women, it's just like this horrible look. It's like when
we go shoe
shopping.
Yeah.
We just sit on the husband's chair. Hello, Kat.
Good morning, guys. Speaking from personal experience, it's a great tip, Mikey.
Thank you. I mean, I personally hate the markets. I don't think there is a man in the world that has ever woken up Saturday morning, 8 a.m. and gone, I'm going to the farmer's markets to buy some sage. No. No, but women love that stuff. You love the market, don't you?
I do. And my husband, at the time when we were dating, he took me to the markets a lot and I loved it. So that's how he wooed me.
Yeah.
Okay, so your partner was like ahead of the game.
Are you telling me?
This is Mikey's new single guy tip.
Are you telling me I'm not the first man in the world to think of taking a woman to the markets to woo her?
Looks that way.
Yeah. Thanks, Kat. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Mikey and Emma on
Dangerously Live.
Last week on the show, we were talking about Netflix and chillin' and TV shows, all because Taylor and Travis are on break from their respective careers. She's on the Eras Tour break.
Yep.
He's in the NFL offseason. And we were talking about the things they want to do at home, like as a normal couple. They want to cook. They want to sleep in. They are also catching up on TV series and movies that they've missed in all this time. And then you said this, Mikey.
We need to bond over the same TV shows.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend that was like that once and she said, oh, Emma, this guy is perfect, but he doesn't like my TV shows. And
I agree.
Said to her, babe, really?
Yep.
If this guy is so amazing, why are you letting little things? And she was like, he doesn't like cheese and like all these other.
Yeah, well, they're
different. She goes, they seem insignificant, but they are important because they're important to me.
Yeah. So you got to watch the same TV.
Yeah, you say, how's your day without really listening? And then you watch TV
Scoff
and then
down
you go
dinner.
To bed.
Yeah. Play on your phone at the same time. Look, I agree with that. I stand by that. Like, I think it's important in any relationship to watch the same shows. I won't date a woman. If she's not into, it doesn't have to be everything, but like we've got to share some shows. If she's the type of chick who's into watching awful reality like New Housewives of South Delaware or something, and that's all she wants to watch at night instead of something good together, and you define good, that's up to you, then I don't think we'd work. Like what else is there in life apart from sitting on the couch and watching TV together?
I mean, there's a lot of things. You could travel, you could eat, you could connect on social or political issues.
No.
But the stats actually back you up, Mikey. 75% of millennial couples say that watching TV together has strengthened their relationship.
Doesn't it, though? You're like, oh, my God, we'll watch it tonight. You're waiting for it to happen and you discuss it, and it's a good thing.
And 1 in 3 singles have chosen not to date someone based off their TV viewing preferences.
You know what?
It's wild. This is a thing.
When I'm talking to someone, I do sort of probe what they're into, and if I get a lot of, like, Real Housewives crap or Disney, I'm like, she's not
for
me.
What if that's their guilty pleasure, but they watch other things? Is that okay?
No, it's kind of a turn off. Sorry. What about you? What do you think? You and your partner, do you watch the same shows? I don't like it if you're in the other room and, you know, like.
We used to.
Yeah.
And then we had kids, and especially lately, it's really dropped off. And I actually said to Enz the other night, I'm like, we need to make sure that Rafi's 3 months old. He goes to bed real early. Valentino's 6 years old. He doesn't get to stay up past 9 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night because I really want to watch Griselda with you. And
with
we've had
you.
No chance to sit down and watch a drug cartel series together in many, many months.
See, so you do think it's important because you could just watch that at another time
but
in the afternoon.
I want to talk to him about it. We watch Narcos, we watch Queen of the South. That's our vibe. So
therefore, you back it up and so do the stats.
I do back it up.
Why don't you tell us what you think? Is your relationship, like, doomed if you don't watch the same TV shows? Sarah in St. Mary's.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
What do you think?
I agree. You totally get the ick if they watch something that you are so against, like reality TV.
So you don't like reality TV?
No, I was seeing a guy. We'd been seeing each other for about 8 months and then a new season, no offence to the people on it, but a new season of Math started.
Yep.
And he started watching it and full getting into the drama and it was just
you couldn't do it. Yeah.
Is it a turnoff? Because, like, normally chicks are into that and chicks are into drama and the fact that the dude was into drama, you're like, no way.
Definitely.
Okay, Diane in Randwick. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What do you think? Do you need to watch your shows together or not?
Totally. I agree with Emma. Mm. Like, I like Math. My husband likes Formula One. I can't stand Formula One.
Yeah.
I make an effort with him at least twice a week to watch our Netflix together, and we've got our favourite shows.
Right, okay. And that could work. Everyone agrees. Like, with my ex, remember, she hated the footy, so I set up my man cave.
Yes.
I had my lazy boy or whatever it was, and I'd watch the footy a couple of times a week, but we did have shows we watched together. No one's saying you have to be watching them all the time, but it is important to find those moments to come together, Diane.
It's a shared experience.
Yeah.
It is, and we have banter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And quality downtime when the kids are, like, doing their own thing.
Because
I haven't seen any more day.
Yeah. And it's nice to snuggle. I think, like, that's the physical aspect of watching TV too.
Molly's on air in Bankstown. Hello, Molly.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What do you think? Do you need to watch the same shows or it doesn't matter?
100%. I mean, I like my reality shows, but I understand that no one else likes it too. So I find my own time for that and I hide and I do that.
Yeah. And what does he watch?
He watches, he likes his sport and he also likes his gun shows, like, you know, Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yep.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay, like gangster shows.
Yeah, that stuff. I like the cartel stuff because, you know, Queen of the South, all that. So we compromise that stuff.
Okay, so you got guns in that. So as long as there's some guns, he's all right.
He wants a bit of pew-pew action.
Thanks for your call. Okay, here's Rachel. Oh, Rachel and her child, I think. Hello, Rachel. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You're right. What do you think about all this?
I wish that my husband liked the shows I do, but he actually bought me a TV for the bedroom so that he could watch the footy on the main TV and just kick me out.
How did that feel?
Oh, I don't mind it because I get comfy in the bedroom.
Yeah, true. It is more comfy watching TV in bed, but you're more likely to fall asleep, Rachel.
It's true.
Okay, but you know, and look, footy is very important to me. Like, until March, you know, I had nothing going on in my life.
Yeah, his life was not worth living between the beginning of October and the middle of March.
But, like, do you guys have anything you watch together or you're just in bed and he's on the couch?
No, we used to watch Suits together back in the day. That was quite nice.
Love Suits,
But then we got over that one.
Oh, well.
We watched Big Bang because that's just on TV every single night, or Friends, but they're just the shows in the background. That
Don't have a bonding one,
You need to pick one. You need to pick a new show, Rachel, that you and your husband can watch together, and then you can do your separate screens.
And maybe you could watch it in the bedroom and it could lead to a bit of fun, you know?
Yeah.
Although with that child in the background, I doubt it.
Baby.
Yeah, maybe not.
Mikey and Emma on.
Dangerously Live. Mikey and Emma in the morning.
A real man never applies sunscreen to another man's back. Real men always drive. Real men don't use umbrellas.
Now you're a moron.
Are we doing another one of my real men? I didn't know that.
Nah, man, I'm hijacking just that little bit there.
Okay. This is usually when I say, you are not a real man if you, well, you heard it.
Yep.
An umbrella. I don't own an umbrella. What's
the other one? The one that you're famous for is a real man doesn't use a straw to drink his alcohol.
Oh, God, no.
In fact, a straw altogether, right?
Ever. I've never used one. Don't know what the sensation's like.
You don't want the sensation of a straw.
Never used it.
Okay, mate.
So I'm a real man.
All right, so the reason I wanted to play that little bit there is because I've decided that in some ways my husband is not a real man.
Right. Mm. How?
It's because he refuses to do this specific thing at home, and it's really pissing me off.
Okay.
We're sitting on the couch last night, and he goes, oh, what's that black thing over there? And I walk over, and he's the biggest, most disgusting black cockroach you've ever seen, yeah. Right? And he makes me pick it up.
Oh, you had to kill it.
Why do I have to kill the cockroach?
Yeah.
And, like, touch its guts and chuck it in the bin or flush it down the toilet.
I agree with you. A real man always kills the cockroaches for the woman.
A real man kills everything in the house and disposes of said dead thing.
Yeah, like
right?
If you found a dead rat, I mean, I don't know what kind of squalor you're living in, Emma.
But I would rather die.
I mean, I wouldn't want to pick it up either. But the thing is, right, if it's me and a girlfriend, I'm going to feel like a fairy or a femme. If I was like, no, you pick up the dead rat. You got to man up at that
point. You got to man up. Like, I don't care how scared you are. Man up. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Agree.
And I'm all for equality. You know all for equality.
Burn the bra.
But just look, can we be honest? There are still things around the house that are stereotypical guy things and girl things to
do. Putting the bins out.
Yeah. Like, girl things.
Leaving the toilet seat up.
Yeah, but girl things job. Are organising wedding cards and birthday presents and events.
Yeah.
And boys clean up all the dirty crap.
Well, maybe you're a woman listening and there is a typically masculine job.
Yeah.
Might be around the house or it might actually be a job. Like you might be a female truckie.
Your
I don't
career.
Know.
Yeah, maybe you're like a female, I don't know, a taxi driver or a bus driver. I remember the first time I got in a taxi and a woman was like a woman can drive a car. Of course she can, but it was just
blew your
weird.
Mind. Yeah. Jared.
Morning, guys.
Well, you are a man. Is there something your partner does that typically a man would do?
My wife always wants to cook the barbecue, but a real man doesn't let his partner, wife, girlfriend cook the barbecue.
I agree. I agree. Like I'm
scared of the barbecue because I can never get it done right. Like, don't ask me to cook a steak.
Yeah.
I can do lamb chops on a pan on the stove.
Not on the barbecue.
Don't ask me to cook chicken wings or steak on a barbie.
Do you not let her go on the barbecue then, Jared?
No, because one, then I can have a beer in that potato top.
No, they'll have a Chardonnay or something. Yeah.
and she can just sit there and play with the daughter.
Yeah.
Let the man cook the meat.
I know, and it is like the only time that men will volunteer to cook, by the way. So let us do it.
All the dudes always gather around the barbie, and the mums are with the kids or making salad or dessert in the kitchen.
Yep. That's how it should be. I'm sorry. Even if it is 2024.
Yeah.
Here's Melissa in Manly. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the one that does a few manly things that your partner won't do? Or
look, I really feel that in my home and, you know, beyond that, I feel like I'm the only female in the neighbourhood that pulls out the blower, pulls out the hedger.
Oh, wow.
Really? So you're the landscaper in not just in your own home but in your street?
Well, you know, at nighttime, if... My home is actually a film location in Sydney. So sometimes you have to do crazy things at crazy times.
Okay.
A film location?
For what?
Yes. So actually Stan recently filmed Prosper there.
Okay. So it's a beautiful looking street. Okay. And then have you got a man in your life, Melissa?
Yes, we do have a man and he is just great. I mean, he's really talented at pressing the computer keys or, you know, the buttons on his phone.
But like, he's not handy. He's not handy around the house, though. So you have to do it all.
I've got to do it all.
Yeah. So, and do you like that or does it make you feel like, oh, come on, I need a real man?
Yeah, look, you know, it would be great to have a real man, right, where I could just sit in the chair, sip a pina colada in the backyard. And
yeah, why he's doing it. You should tell him that too. It'll make him feel really good. here's Maddie in Seven Hills. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hello, Maddie. What man job do you do?
So I'm a mechanical fitter welder. I've been doing it for 12 years now.
Okay, now welder is you've got to put the face shield thing on and go...
And all the sparkly things go everywhere.
Is that right or not?
Yeah, that's right. So first you grind it and you make the sparks and then you weld it and you sew it back together and you burn yourself and you burn your tits sometimes and the sparks go down your shirt, but it's fine.
That is so cool, man.
Yeah.
Like when a chick does something that I guess traditionally a man does and you do it well, you go, girl.
It's so good. And also, it's really cool seeing new women coming through the trade now. Like, I've been doing it 12 years and, like, seeing all the first and second year apprentices now and, like, knowing that, like, they kind of look up to me. It's real cute.
That is. And you said you've been doing it 12 years. Did you do something before that and went, nah, I want to do a tradie kind of job?
Yeah, I was a legal secretary.
Oh, wow.
And I saw an ad in the paper with a, there was a chick holding a giant spanner in the paper. And I was like, oh my God, that looks so cool. And I applied and I got like the apprenticeship.
That's amazing. When you're in a relationship, Maddie, do you feel like you do all the man jobs around the house?
No, because I met my husband at work. It's our wedding anniversary today, actually.
Oh, but, yeah, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
To the welders.
Yeah, to the welders. I love that, Maddie. That is an awesome job. And thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mikey and Emma in the morning.
Mikey and Emma on
Dangerously Live.
That is it for the Mikey and Emma podcast. You can hear us live on the radio, R&B Fridays 6 to 9, weekdays all around the country. And then if you're in Sydney, we're on 104.1 Today FM from 9 to 11.
On the next episode of Mike, E and Emma, women all over Australia are being ripped off badly. Men never cop this. It's so sexist.
Oh, burn the bra. That's next time. See you then.
Bye.